Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah begins with the word v'chein, and similarly, the many of the versions get rid of that word, and we're going to explain the Mishnah without that word. So this is a new case which is different to the previous Mishnayos. Again, it concerns pouring water into the courtyard, but this time, shteidu ta'i zoi k'neged zoi, if there are two balconies, one opposite the other. So let's say you've got two buildings which open up into a courtyard, one building is opposite the other one, and we're discussing a courtyard which is smaller than 4x4 tefachim. If it was at least 4x4 tefachim, then you would be allowed to pour water into there even without making any holes, as we saw a couple of Mishnayos ago. But if it is smaller than 4x4 tefachim, then we learned already that one needs to make a hole which can hold at least 2 sa'ah of water. But in this case, miktsasan osu uka, some of the people who had balconies in that courtyard made a hole, or miktsasan le osu uka, but some of them did not make a hole. So for the sake of simplicity, let's say there are two balconies, one opposite the other, and only one of them dug a hole. So esher osu uka mutarin, the one who dug a hole is permitted to pour water into that hole. And the Gemara explains that this is even true if he did not make an eruv together with the other residents. Even if there is no eruv in the courtyard, so in general it is forbidden to carry anything from your house into the courtyard, in this case, it's permitted. Just like we saw earlier, that one is allowed to pour water into the courtyard, even if it will indirectly cause it to end up being in the Rishus HaRabim. So too, over here, one is allowed to pour water onto his balcony, not directly into the hole. If there's an Eruv, then he can pour it directly into the hole. But if there is no Eruv, then he can pour it on his balcony, so that it then flows from his balcony into the hole in the courtyard. Since it's indirect, again, it is permitted. However, those who did not dig a hole are forbidden, and even if they pour it onto their balcony and it indirectly goes into the hole, they are still forbidden to use the hole. And the Gemara explains that since the hole would not be so close to their balcony, because the other person dug the hole, so he dug it nearer to his balcony, so we're afraid that the other person might come to take his water down into the courtyard. Instead of pouring it onto the balcony and allowing it to flow, it might not reach there, so the person might come to actually take the water, bring it down into the courtyard, and pour it into the hole. And that is forbidden, since there's no eruv in this case. You're not allowed to carry things from your house into the courtyard. And therefore the Chacham said he is forbidden totally to use that hole, even by pouring water onto the balcony first, so that he does not come to bringing the water downstairs and actually pouring it directly into the hole.